Papa's basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
Ooh, that's me.
That is.
Yeah.
Good correct. For you. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there. New episodes every Monday, every Wednesday. That's what we're trying for, at least.
Sounds great.
Allison's screwing us all up
Ooh.
By going on vacation.
Aww.
And picking D-Day to record. You know I can't concentrate on D-Day.
D-Day. What's D-Day? What's happening?
It's day that season 2 of Orange is the New Black is out
that
day.
That is so exciting. I
there
can't wait.
There may have been something else by that name on this date of June the 6th, but I don't believe so. I think we're all safe with D-Day.
Oh, my goodness. But did it start at midnight? So you're already caught up? You've seen them all? You just binged watch till right now?
Yeah, no. Good. If I lived in California, I'd be 6 episodes deep by now. Sadly, I'm on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So about 2:30.
Yeah.
I was watching a bunch of Frasers.
But when you're at the end and you're getting ready to fall asleep, don't you feel like you're missing something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. So but then, I was willing to push myself because in this life.
Yeah, that's where endurance counts.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger type thing.
Binge watching Netflix.
Well, yeah, you're starting to fade, but at 2:30, you're just dun, dun, dun. I'm like, I can get one in.
I got a power bar.
Yeah.
I got some caffeine, some Gatorade.
I got a coffee maker.
I'm good.
And then a baby's first toilet I can sit on to empty out.
That would be beautiful. Actually, there probably is one here at this house. Your baby's first toilet. Are you kidding? Maria saves
it probably
everything.
Wasn't cleaned afterward. Are you kidding me?
Throws out
this was
nothing.
His first big boy duty.
We just have a shrine of all your turd stages, like the Bristol stool chart.
Oh, God. If my mom were a man,
oh my,
you could go through a scrapbook and it'd just be stapled, dried, yeah. jizz-filled condom.
Yeah.
My first written underneath it.
Dear Diary.
She is an insane being, that woman.
Did you ever see Everything is... We watched that together, Everything is Illuminated, as a family. All the Papa Giorgios and I did.
I didn't watch much of that.
But they saved... He was a... I forget what he called himself.
A Jew, if I recall.
A saver or something. And he would save all these mementos in Ziploc bags. So there was a potato, there was his grandmother's locket, there was a movie stub, there was, you know, and he would just put them in Ziploc bags and staple them to
I
the
wall.
I hate
savers. I absolutely
But that's
don't
Maria,
get it.
Only there's no Ziploc bags.
If something doesn't have like an intrinsic value to it,
yeah,
like an active worth,
yeah,
I hate people who are look at an object and they're like, yeah. Oh, I remember what was so good about this. Don't you remember what happened 25 years ago when we found this on the beach together? You're like, what the hell? Take a picture. Maybe reminisce once or twice about it. But to me, you got to let that stuff slough.
Kind of, because I
you
was.
Shed it,
I've
like
said
a uterine
this
lining.
Several times before, but.
Hold on. Keep talking. I'm going to get my vitamins. I forgot I had taken them. And my her pills. Okay. I don't want to go bald into the mic.
But by the time I was in 7th grade, I had been to 7 different schools. So for me, saving things is kind of like, I don't like clutter and I don't like a lot of things just building up around me. But at the same token, I have nothing, no childhood memories, no heirlooms. I was just talking to someone the other day about how they have things from their childhood, from their grandmother's childhood, from their great-grandmother's childhood.
You lived my wet dream existence, but only because I grew up under the other extreme.
But I never... So anything that I have from my childhood, it's something that I've saved myself. And we all know as kids, we're not that good thinking, hey, I might want to see this again
I wish
sometime.
I lived like Khal Drogo. You just run across the open steppe, and anything you keep has to be carryable across your horse's back.
I mean, I'm kind of that way now, and the way that I'm so clutter-free, and I don't like... I do have some few keepsakes, but those people who just save everything is just ridiculous. I just purge it and throw it out, you know? Mm-hmm. So I kind of find myself struggling. Like, do you want to save this, or do you want to just throw it out?
So I was going through a recent video game collection.
Yeah.
And I was having to balance, am I ever really going to play this again? The answer is hell no. Versus, okay, this game is actually worth something. Because, you know me, about 2 years ago now? I went on quite the little Wii and GameCube binge.
Yeah.
And I got some real rarities. Like, some actual games worth, like, $80, $100 bucks a clip. There are a couple of them out there. And I couldn't bring myself to part with them. I'm like, okay, this is actual, like, cool. You know how some people collect vintage books?
Yeah.
and they're homos for doing it.
Right.
And nerd fags, too.
I mean, who reads anymore?
Really?
My phone reads for me.
The only reading I do is on the pot while my anus is straining.
Oh, golly. That's disgusting, and your phone is gross.
I don't wipe with it. It's not like I've confused which hand is holding what and gone, it's so smooth. Uh-oh. My puckered ass accidentally hit the volume up.
Maybe
on my
that's
headphones.
Why you have to do so many rewipes. Maybe you've had
no,
made some mistakes.
I have a colon like a cow's stomach. That's why I have to do rewipes. There's like four little modules and only one empties out. And then I wipe out,
you
and then module two empties out. And
you
suddenly
have anal pods.
Yeah.
Pod one clear.
I don't want to say anal leakage because that sounds like it's going down the ass crack.
But how soon do you get that message? It has to come out somewhere.
Like another 20 minutes is the first rewipe.
No, but I'm saying for you to get that signal, there has to be some seepage. You see what I'm saying?
It's more of just a sensation of unclean.
But that's,
it's like being in Vegas.
That's hitting your cheeks. You see what I'm saying?
No, it's not like...
You don't feel it inside.
It's not like a 2-inch blade is popping out. It's not like opening a lipstick.
I didn't say that.
I'm just like, you know how you work out,
oh,
and then you're like, my asshole itches?
Oh, actually, I've been doing
that's
these...
what happens, but I wasn't working out. Like, I'm just eating some tortellini. I'm like, oh, my asshole itches.
Actually, I was walking Coley the other day, and we're out on this paved trail. And the thing is, I didn't even seem like I was sweating so bad, but that happened.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I just wanted to scoot around the pavement.
Yeah, exactly. Take care of your own worms. No,
like, this is ridiculous. I'm an adult and I'm clean.
Like
what is happening here?
Instinct is just fishhook your index finger in there and use your underwear to wipe it. But then you're like, God knows what I'm going to leave on the underwear if I do that.
I actually want one of those. You ever see those?
You
don't
want
have
a back
any...
scratcher, but just one big finger? Just dig right in there.
It's those sponges with the scrubby things that you use to clean baby bottles. You just stick it down in there.
You would use that for a baby bottle? That seems like a bacteria farm. You might as well use the brush from your toilet to clean the goddamn baby bottle.
It's kind of like what it is, a toilet brush for baby bottles.
Oh, God. There's no way that's healthy.
But I want one that just is for, you know, walks. When I walk the dog.
What I'm going to get you is a back scratcher, yeah. Except it'll be a hand that looks like a bat.
A foam
just
hand.
One huge finger.
A foam finger. A foam finger.
Oh,
on
like
a,
our team is number one finger?
Yes. It's absorbent. It scratches all of those things. So.
My mom just texted. She said, do we want to see a movie this afternoon?
I don't know.
I'm at our local Starbucks now. Oh, that's great. She'll be here in like 20 minutes then. That was a short funeral she went to.
Oh, she's at a funeral. I thought that was the name for her job.
No,
she just calls it the funeral.
Not the metaphorical funeral.
I'm going to the grave.
Buried some actual Greek relative.
Oh, goodness. Starbucks sounds good.
Well, we'll pass, or do you want to see a movie? Or
I mean, I don't know. I did want to see The Chef. So.
Hold on. I said maybe Allison. There you go. That's some riveting radio. A text message, a sip of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You're actually crying? Is it because my shirt's off or because you were laughing?
Probably both. Probably both. Huh?
Do we want to talk Game of Thrones? Before we get to Orange is the New Black, there's so much TV to talk about. And really, that's what people do.
I mean, there's only something on TV now. But thank goodness, like, Orange is the New Black is coming on now that this Game of Thrones is coming to a close. I'm going to miss it.
Well,
I
Orange
really do,
isn't
like...
the same.
No.
I'm going to be done with Orange is the New Black by 10 p.m. tonight.
That's because you're a maniac.
I woke up this morning. No, I'm very much, I won't say in the majority of the viewers of Netflix series, but I want to say it's like, what, 35% watched
no, I mean,
the
it's
first
quite
2 days?
A bit. Yeah. Everyone's talking about binge watching things, you know.
I hate how they coined that term, and it doesn't really fit it, binge watching.
Yeah.
Because there's no purge afterward.
Well, you do. You regurgitate it on your radio show.
I guess.
No, but I do like it. But you're right. It won't have the same because we don't have to piecemeal it out.
You're not nursed, yeah, week to week. And Netflix, I forget, one of the CEOs was quoted as saying, like, you still see evidence of most shows dragging out things week to week and their structure is built differently because...
Correct, yeah.
And he's like, orange is the new black. It actually has a different build because it doesn't allow for commercials and all that crap.
Yeah.
You could stick commercials in there, no problem. I don't know what he's prattling on about. It doesn't seem that different.
I mean, you can tell that when they're going to break it.
I guess. I mean, like, maybe he's comparing it to non-HBO shows. I feel like an HBO runs the same.
But this has to be an older person, because back in the days, weren't we talking about this the other day, too? Like, in the days of...
He's a 14-year-old CEO. A wunderkid. Wunderkid. Wunderkind.
He just...
She says, by the way, my mom said, you can watch that new Tearjerker together. Has great reviews.
What Tearjerker? Oh, my gosh. I can't do that.
You're going to watch the Tearjerker?
No, I cannot. With her nasal cannula, she's on O2 the whole time.
What's this now?
She has cancer, some cancer chick or whatever, and somebody's in love with her.
Oh, Cancer Twilight. Right? That's what this one is?
Yeah, she's got her nasal cannula the whole time. I can't do that.
It's like a series of books, or is it just one? Like, how long does this bitch take to drop dead of cancer?
Is it a series? Maybe there's a new person with cancer book.
You know me, I was like chilling Wednesday or Thursday night, and my mom has on that horrible Access Hollywood with Billy Bush.
Oh, yeah.
The most polished douchebag out there. Jonah Hill's apology. Was it sincere enough? Ugh, all that crap.
For what? Did he have to apologize for something?
Some paparazzo hassled him, and he finally just went, suck my dick, faggot.
Oh, is that all he did?
That's really all he did. And everyone was like, oh, my God. And, of course, the paparazzo was immediately like, nice choice of words, you bully, or something like that. Actually said bully aloud.
Because he said the F word.
Because he said faggot. Which, again, I believe in context.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
If that guy was actually gay.
But what about all those commercials are like, how would you like it if I said straight guy with a beard?
Whatever. It's what I am.
Have a straight guy with a beard day.
Yeah.
Those commercials are
I'm not getting called faggot because I benched 315 and then rolled off of it onto a blonde with 36 Ds.
I mean, I understand words have meaning, but some of those things just...
There's the whole words hurt campaign. It's context. Look, here's where it would be crappy what he did. If he knew for a fact that dude was gay.
Yeah.
And you're screaming it at him to hurt him because he's gay.
Yeah.
That's not too cool. Even
yeah,
in my
but
book.
Even so, like, if I said, you know...
Even then, he's getting harassed by the guy.
Slow your roll, hot fudge, and it's a black dude. Like...
Well, that's just cute and playful. Hot fudge. Come on. That sounds like a transformer.
I like that one.
Sounds like McDonald's tie-in Happy Meal toy. Here's burger and hot fudge and biscuit.
Oh, goodness. I'm just saying that, I mean, those kinds of words, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if someone's like, hey, why don't you get your camera out of my face, you filthy Polack? I mean, I don't care.
I absolutely
I'm
don't
like,
care.
I'm Polish.
I mean, they do this to death on Opie and Anthony.
Polacks unite.
Yeah, the whole, like, words
you
hurt.
You dirty vegan. I don't care.
I don't think anyone really
vegans
cares.
Vegans have feelings.
I mean, you know, I've chilled with black friends, and I've heard them called nigger before.
Yeah.
Like, in front of them. And it's, people want to act like they'll lose their minds
that's
or
the
something.
Other thing, too.
By the way, I should say, not me doing the calling. I've seen other people. I still remember I was at some company event. I was with one of my black friends there and an Indian friend there. And the Indian dude kind of thought he was black, and he actually dropped nigga, not nigger.
Right.
But he said it like my nigga.
Yeah.
And the guy's eyebrows, the black dude's eyebrows just went up. But it wasn't, nothing really
there was
mattered.
This guy
no one was scarred.
There's a friend of mine on Facebook, and we're not terribly close or whatever, but we hang out.
Sounds like a good friend.
Well, I'm just saying. He's really a roommate of another friend of mine. And he got into this thing where he just posted it on Facebook. And he's like, I don't care if you use it with an A or an ER at the end. You're not going to call me that. And that's a word and blah, blah, blah. And we're not going to be friends. And it isn't cool and blah, blah, blah. And this is a whole big thing.
And it's weird because he's Cantonese.
Well, he's of the hot fudge variety.
Okay. Our new favorite transformer.
I'm just saying, but I just thought it was just a bit much. Like, who really? The same thing with me. I mean, someone wants to call me whitey. And I understand that, you know, maybe we're not oppressed, but I have worked in environments where, like the racism was on the flip
Wait
side.
Wait a minute. You've worked?
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
And the racism
I mean, I know
was
you work hard. You're
on...
going off for a week-long vacation.
It's
to the Outer
be
Banks.
Tough.
You've really earned that.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
I mean, you've really been putting in the minutes. And I do mean minutes
oh,
this year.
Oh, goodness. I've worked this week. I worked 3 days this week.
Well, then you need that seven-day vacation.
But they were long hours early in the morning. I left my house every day at 4:30.
Really?
I'm not joking. For real.
Whatever. I used to do that in radio. I used to leave the house, no joke, at 2.
I didn't realize this was a one-up me game.
It is. I'll put it on the table.
One time I had surgery.
I'll put it on the table. Let me get my tweezers.
Once I had surgery, well, I was given surgery.
All right. It's not a real contest. Go back. What are you talking about? What were you prattling?
I don't know. But on the same token.
It obviously meant a lot to both of us, though.
About the N-word. And I'm just saying, I've been on the thing where racism has been the other way around. You know, but even still, if people were calling me whitey and cracker or whatever else, you know what I mean? Then I don't really care. Or privileged, even though I didn't live a privileged life. Like, to me, that just, I can just let that go. To me, I know words have meaning and I choose my words carefully. But if people are just, I don't know, some things you should just let
it
go.
It's like Justin Bieber's in this huge trouble right now because.
But that was 150 years ago.
Yeah, he's 15.
Yeah.
And he's dropping nigger a couple
times
on the show.
But he's still a kid today. Like, he's still a half an hour year old. You know what I mean? He's just a baby still. And if you said something today, you'd be like, oh, he's just a kid.
He's just a widow, baby.
Not that he shouldn't be accountable for his actions, you know, saying.
Yeah.
But still.
Again, to me, it's just very different things. It's like. He's hanging around with a bunch of, I'm guessing, white friends.
But he has a lot.
He's at 15, and he's saying nigger. Like, I
hate
to break
it
to all of my black friends.
Yeah.
When I was 8, I learned the word, and I asked my mom, because my uncle told me my first nigger joke.
Right.
And my mom was just like, God damn it. And I was like, Mom, what does that word mean? She was just like, ugh, the dumb mother effer. And so she had to explain it. It was like I just discovered my dick for the first time. And it wasn't because I had issues with black people. Like, I grew up, I had several speeches. I don't want to say speeches because I actually, like, took them to heart. But, like, my dad had a black employee that was, like, with us 24/7 when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Chester, if I recall his name. And my kindergarten teacher was black. And I was like, are black people different, mommy? And my mom was like, no. And I was like, that was the end of it to me. I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah. And, yeah, I learned that word, and not out of hate. It was just taboo.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's funny. It's like the same, you find porn for the first time. It's just like, oh my God, I wasn't allowed this stuff. I didn't even know it existed. Holy crap. This is so adult. That's almost what it felt like.
Yeah. But yeah.
To me, it's very, very different if you're screaming this at someone to hurt them. Like, if you're driving by.
Yeah.
And no one's ever going to catch you. And you're driving by a sidewalk and there's like a black family and you just scream the N-bomb at them.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
And it is hate speech. You did that to screw with them and you're being a prick. And I hope you swerve off the road, man.
Yeah.
You are being a real piece of ass.
But there's really
situation.
Not too much that gets a rise out of me. And I understand that that's kind of uncharacteristic for a lot of other people. But to me, when people do that kind of thing, I don't really feel hurt myself. I just think that it makes them look foolish and stupid.
Well, and people would say maybe you aren't part of a group intrinsically.
Yeah.
So you never feel completely imprisoned by a word, if you will. Maybe that would be the logic. I don't know. But to me, that's when it's hate speech. When it's just designed. If I know a guy's gay, I'm like, you effing faggot.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to hurt him. I'm just screaming, you faggot, or I drop an N-bomb. Yeah. Like, if I call my Asian friend the N-bomb, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Nothing more. That can't be hate speech, I think, by definition. Unless I'm very, very confused.
I mean, we've talked about this before. It's
Hold
not
on,
what
I'm
you
turning
say.
On
it's
the
how...
air. Are you roasting?
Yes. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. And that has a big part of it. But him just saying, you know, get out of my face, F-word. I mean...
The other F word, get it right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, turn on air.
But, I mean, to me, that's not so bad. I mean, who cares? And they're in
his
face. I
also hate that as white people, we're not allowed to discuss this with any gravitas. That's what it's also become. Ooh, unless you're black, you can't really discuss what the N word means, or if you're some oppressed minority.
I guess, but I mean, that's True. I mean, we can just do that with anything, really. I think we can just make it bigger than it is. To me, it just doesn't, I guess because I didn't grow up that way and everybody was welcome, and that's how my mom was. You know, she was everybody's friend and didn't want people to not have a place to live or have a place to stay the night, or everybody was welcome. It didn't matter, you know, their race or their creed or their religion or whatever, you know? So to me, I think anytime some of those things are said, you know, you just get over it. My nursing instructor used to say, you know, get over it or die from it.
So just
get over it.
And the Eagles say, get over it. Stop your bitching and whining and pitching a fit.
Is that what they say? I don't know.
Yes.
I'm not a big Eagles fan.
That was a horrible early song? 90s Eagles song. All right, let's talk about Game of Thrones, man. Because we recorded last Friday, and then an episode of ours came out on Monday.
Yeah.
And the Sunday interbetweened-ed
right.
those two incidents.
Yeah.
There is a Game of Thrones with one hell of a finale.
Yeah, that was
If you haven't
great.
Watched the fight between the Red Viper and the Mountain, turn it off now.
Yeah, turn it off. You don't want to
jump
hear this.
A good 5 minutes.
Because Rich
ahead.
Ruined it for me because I fell asleep for the last 10 minutes and I had to wake up and watch it in the morning. And then Rich sent me a text. He was like, the Mountain wins. What the F?
Oh.
I was just like, I'm going to kill you.
Well, that's not so much the spoiler. Yeah. About the fight between the Viper and the Mountain. Again, yeah. you've been warned. Turn
yeah.
it off now. I mean, hell, she already spoiled
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we warned you, so.
Yeah, all right, you're gone now. So that was the goriest. Oh, Maria's here. Hi, Mommy. We're recording. You know you won't. You can't. No, you can't go on your computer. What do you think we're recording on? Sit tight. We'll be another 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Please stop talking now. This is recording.
For real this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the bigger spoiler than that? None.
I mean, the graphic nature of
yeah.
the Mountain's victory. For those that didn't catch it
yeah.
and don't care, you're still hanging with me.
Yeah.
There's this kind of a fruity guy. Not really fruity. He's manly, but he's bi. So you have to call him a little
yeah,
mincy
but
and fruity.
Too, no.
He's all man about taking dick.
Yes, he is.
The Red Viper. He enters the picture in
He's
season
so
4.
He's so charismatic, and that was a good scene. Like, he was just, everyone was entertained. They were entertained in the show, and I was entertained on my sofa.
All right. Is it just me, or did you not really pay attention to that dude the whole season?
Really?
Like, yes. I'm like, oh, it's this guy again. Am I supposed to care about him?
And just, you killed my father.
Yeah.
You
the
apologize.
Ego Montoya stuff or whatever. Prepare to die.
But I mean, it just like it's almost like he just snuck in screen. You did this to my sister.
Well, every other character
yeah.
has been there since day one.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think, how Game of Thrones, for the most part, has yeah. avoided what happened to True Blood.
Yeah.
Because True Blood, it's like, okay, it's Sookie
yeah.
and Lafayette and Sam and the black chick. And that
now
was
there's
your
core. Butterflies and vampires.
Yeah,
and
then there's
lizards.
Fairies and werewolves. And suddenly you're like, okay, there's 20. I need Venn diagrams and flowcharts to keep track of this show.
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones really hasn't done that.
It kind of keeps it to a core. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's had some other things. You know, some other main characters that have dropped off. Like, What's-Her-Face's brother and... He was big for a while, and you hated him.
Who, Joffrey?
No, no, no. The Queen of the Dragons, the Mother of the Dragons.
Oh, yeah. But he was yeah. there at the beginning.
Yeah, he was there at the beginning, but he trailed along for a while, and then he dipped off. And we've had a few of those, too.
I suppose. I'm not remembering him.
Khaleesi's husband, also.
Yeah, I guess anyone who is in the first couple of episodes, to me, gets a special position.
Yeah.
It's like getting your cherry popped. You're like, ah, you're there for the first go-around.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's kept its core pretty tight.
Yeah. So yeah. they added this guy, and I didn't really pay attention, like, at all. The whole season, I'm just like, why is he here again?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, he's banging a hot chick. That's nice. He's slaying a ginger. That's really nice. Ah, oh, he's fingering a dude's butthole. That's not so pleasant. But I didn't really care about the character. And then last weekend is kind of his coming out party, where
yeah.
he's just like, I'm here to fight the Mountain.
Yeah.
Who is this huge wall of muscles. I think in real life he's, what, 6'9"?
Yeah, he's up there.
300-something?
Yeah.
Not a small lad. And the fight, there's a back and forth, and the guy, the Red Viper, gets the better of the Mountain for a while. And yeah. You're like, holy shit, this little dude's going to win. He doesn't shut the hell up.
Nope.
And the Mountain grabs him and slams him to the ground. And then maybe, have you ever seen...
Well, he won, essentially. Everyone was cheering, but he didn't want to finish the guy until he admitted that he killed his sister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be like in boxing.
Yeah.
If a dude was down and you'd counted him, the ref had counted him down to like 7, and you're just leering over him.
And then you help him up.
I would say if the other guy then punches you so hard in the balls, your brains explode and your corpse just crumbles.
No, but he had to help him up first. Like the ref is counting him down, and you're like, you know what? You're going to count him down. He's so close. Let me help him up and give him another chance.
Okay. And the other guy just decapitates you with one punch. Yes. Like Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat.
Like, why did you help that guy up?
Yeah. Suddenly it's just egg on your face, brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know off the top of my head if I've ever seen a more graphic death on camera, because the red dragon gets grabbed by
the red viper,
gets his eyeballs pushed in by these huge bear mitts that technically belong to a man, I guess, a grizzly bear.
Yeah,
who couldn't have done it with such violence.
Yeah,
gets his eyes pushed in after he had his teeth knocked out with one punch, and you just see his teeth flying like chiclets from a little Mexican kid who was hit by a Fiat.
Oh, it's not good.
And and then his skull actually gets crumpled.
Yeah,
like
just like
caved in.
Ugh.
Like a sub that you sent too deep. And then we don't cut away from that. Our next shot is like just the skin of his face. It looks like you dropped a pizza on the pavement.
It's like you did whack-a-mole and you smashed his head and then his eyeballs flew out. You know what I mean? Because it's just these empty caverns on his face.
The only thing I can think of that rivaled the violence of that scene is the first Resident Evil movie. Mm. If you remember, there's a scene where the little, what were they called? The Raccoon City, whatever the hell the team was called. I don't know. The Stars team. That's it.
Yeah.
They're trapped in a passageway that has like a laser that sweeps through, and it just chops whatever it touches in twain.
And the
black captain of the Stars team, he dodges it one way, dodges it the other, dodges it the third way. You're like, that is one agile man. He's gonna get out of this. And then it just creates a grid pattern that comes at him. He's just like, ah.
Game over.
Yeah. And you just see him standing afterward, and then like the cubes kind of fall apart. I always found that one pretty graphic.
The Tudors had some really graphic stuff in there that you were just sitting there cringing. Even though you know it's TV, like you still, I guess my ability to empathize with others is so great. Like I can just, plus I have this such a vivid imagination, like I can kind of feel their anxiety, and it's so well acted. And yeah, they did a lot of those things. And a lot of times
I didn't
realize
you had such a high opinion of your ability to read others. What am I thinking right now about you?
It's tough with all those accolades just streaming my way, like the Red Viper's eyeballs popping out of his head. But,
so you're pretty much like the kid from The Sixth Sense, except with the living. Everyone's thoughts are in your ears at all times, because you can just read us all.
I'm like Xavier.
Yeah, exactly. Jean Grey.
No, but they did some great ones. I guess all that medieval stuff. You know, and sometimes it's not always showing everything, but they show just enough, like a bone pop, you know, while they're being drawn and quartered or something. You know,
little things.
You just see a shoulder like a chicken wing just busting out of their skin almost. You're just like, I can't watch this. This is horrible. And then when they pray for mercy, that means that you get head first into this boiling pot of something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no way.
That's mercy.
There's no way to put Humpty Dumpty back together in olden times. That's especially like going back to Game of Thrones. That's
your
what,
family has to pull you on a sled.
That's what threw me. It's like they have no sanitation back then, no knowledge of the human body and how it works. And the Mountain gets a spear driven up through his guts and like pretty much pole vaulted off of with a spear in his guts, yet he kills the other guy. And they're like, oh, the mountain's going to be fine. So he clearly won this. I'm like, really? Do we not count for infection here?
Well, plus he's lying there like he's dead. So.
He looks like a whale that washed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
I mean, really, am I missing something in ye olden times? I figured once you've had your bowels.
Yeah.
Had a spear run through him. You've got a nice painful death ahead of you where you're leaking crap into your abdominal cavity.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people would die just from shaking hands.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Because you caught his wiping hand instead.
Like...
And then you ate a chicken with the feathers still on or whatever the hell they ate back then.
I mean, they could just... Were those blueberries ripe? Yeah. You're like, she's a goner. That's it. She's got the blueberry plague. Now I just had a plague for everything.
Anything
she's got the sweating plague.
Anything.
It's like you're dying from sweating.
You died from like an earache, I think, back then.
It was pretty bad.
You had 26 kids and two lived to adulthood.
Yeah, I mean that's
which
why
was age 35.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty bad.
Do you ever really look back at, like, and that's medieval times, mind you. Like, they must look back at the cavemen and been like, how do we make it that far? And medieval times ended, what, like 400 years ago or some crap?
With no refrigeration, nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know how life went on that way. I just don't get it. Like, I use my phone.
Yeah.
To watch what I was watching on Netflix in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to pause this, drop a deuce, and not miss a beat. And these people, the only time they'd ever eat anything sweet in their entire life is if somehow they shot an arrow through a beehive and they managed to rip out some of the honey. That was it. For 25 years, a.k.a. their entire life, they would sit around the campfire and be like, remember that one time we tasted sweet? How good was that?
They had chocolate back then, so.
I mean, like, more caveman days.
Oh, back then.
Yeah, back then.
People were just sucking on
They didn't even have a word for it. They were just like, remember that time we licked the beehive? That was awesome.
As opposed to sucking on a rock.
Yeah. Remember when we had saber-toothed tiger steaks?
There was berries and stuff. I mean...
Yeah, but there's nothing like raw, refined sugar.
I guess.
Honey was it.
I mean...
I don't think they're sitting around eating health foods like, oh, get the agave out. That was it.
They were. They made jams
Is sugar
stuff.
Naturally occurring? This is how dumb I am. Do you dig in the earth and find like a sugar rock?
Sugar cane.
Okay, there we go.
A sugar rock.
Just a big sugar rock.
That's why you
stick in your mouth, rot your teeth.
I need
right
some
out.
Books.
That's right. Sugar cane and beet cane and all that crap.
We're
going
to find me some sugar rock.
Keep digging. Plant that sugar tree.
Use those bear paws.
Sugar rock.
We need that. We need that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And happy month day.
Think about that, though. Just how crappy your ancestors
are. I mean, once you go back that far, and then you see them when I was watching the Tudors, and it was summer. Summer had come around, and they were like, oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. But they have to wear 90 layers of clothes.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how bad they stank back there? You're making fun of me because I have to re-wipe every 20 minutes. At least I can.
Well, they had the stool closets.
Oh, God.
Just royalty did.
Yeah, imagine Louis Papa Giorgio the 14th with my runny ass problem. And I'm in 18 petticoats.
This is not good.
Just sitting in the Greek sun.
I don't like this story one bit.
Every stride just billowsing out that
this
scent.
It's like this story. I can smell boiling feet and onions.
Working it like a bellows, just fanning it all over everyone.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's terrible. But yeah, Orange is the New Black. That's great.
What a segue from terrible to great. Is it that obvious I can concentrate about nothing other than getting immediately back to watching that show?
I can't believe you've already sunk two episodes.
Why? I don't have to watch everything in sync with you.
I know, but it just came out a half an hour ago.
It came out at 3 a.m. I woke up this morning with nothing to do. Oh. I don't have a job till tonight.
This is terrible. awful.
It's not my fault. You live 3 to 7 hours away from me. And even then, you should have just put it on your phone. Don't you have one of those horrible T-Mobile, you get no reception, but in theory, it's unlimited data for 99 cents a month plans?
No, actually, it's pretty good. But actually, where I am now, the Sprint booster or something must be out, because I don't, my internet connection is not very good in my bedroom. So from my phone, it makes watching videos and stuff, or even connecting to the internet, kind of goofy. But the Netflix through the TV seems to work fine, which I don't know why, but I've been watching Rescue Me.
We need like 3 more minutes.
We have plenty to talk about.
I just want to get to that damn show.
You can't.
What?
You need to. It's a beautiful day. You need to go outside.
What are you? Who are you? My mom in 1986?
Get some more ticks.
No one goes outside.
If you got one tick, two must be better.
I don't want to talk about the. Well, we could talk about the tick. The fact I got a tick cleaning underbrush. And then I had to shave myself around the tick bite.
Yeah.
So I could track the bullseye as it spreads and my spine shuts down.
It really doesn't look very good considering, you know what I mean? Just a little tick.
It does look like Rudolph's nose right now, but it doesn't have the bullseye pattern. So
no.
I don't think I'm dying of
no
deer fever just yet. That's what it's called, not Lyme disease. Deer fever.
Deer fever.
Just like beaver fever. Deer fever.
Berry fever, right. The sweating.
When I was a little kid, I thought beaver fever was fake because they put it on Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
And they depicted the symptoms as turning into an actual beaver. Like you get the tail, I think, and Ren got the buck teeth. And then I learned beaver fever is very real. It's just created from beavers deucing in your water supply. And I'm like, oh, that's not playful at all. That just sounds disgusting and very bacterial.
Gonna need some more petticoats.
Yeah, I've soaked through 14. Get another 36. Oh. Last me all of June.
Oh, gosh. That's disgusting.
Back to Orange, though.
Yeah.
Why can't you believe that I watched 2 episodes? You're acting like each one is as long as The Stand.
I mean,
I watched from 8 until 9:45 this morning.
That's just crazy.
And I can't believe that Piper already killed Pensatucky.
You can't say anything. That's not
Pensatucky
nice.
Pensatucky died. As a result of the fight.
See, I mean, she didn't. And so you're still giving stuff away. So shut your pie hole.
I'm sorry. Not to quote Princess Bride twice in one episode, but maybe I'm doing the reverse switcheroo of the poison cups.
Not the old...
Maybe I'm hiding in plain sight. Maybe Pensatucky did die.
Oh, not the old double reverse. I hate that.
Yeah.
I have a reverse lockout. Oh my goodness.
When are you planning to watch it? You go on vacation Sunday. What?
Maybe I watch it when I get back, so you're going to have to shut your pie hole.
Okay, well, I'll let you go in like 10 minutes, 3 minutes.
I'm not going to watch this.
We can end this right now. This isn't a particularly good episode. I'm cool with that. I got Piper on the mind. And pie effer, Jason Biggs.
Uh-oh.
He's still around?
Yeah, he should be.
He didn't kill himself with a box cutter in the bathtub?
I didn't even recall them setting that up. I must have missed that.
Might have been a spoiler in episode 2. I'm not sure.
Oh, goodness. No, I will like to catch it, but I'm not probably going to catch it right away. I mean, maybe
okay,
I'll catch
one
tonight.
Okay, so you can leave with my mom then to watch movies, and I can just watch episode 3? Because you were really dragging me down, being like, oh, we have to watch episodes 1 and 2 again. Why do you need to watch them? I'll explain them to you.
No, you did have tried to do that before with something.
And you were caught right up. And you love the show even more.
No, because you have to start from the... Did you want to start it at episode 2 or 3?
No, that's insane. What kind of horse's ass would want to do that?
That's right.
But I'm a good explainer, so I'll tell you exactly what it's about.
This is not good. No. And you're ruining it for people.
I didn't say anything. Tell them
that they should watch it, and it's fun, and it's
cool. I didn't say anything about Crazy Eyes becoming the kingpin of the jail in Piper's absence.
Oh, this is not good. That's enough talking about Orange is the New Black. But it is a good series, and people should check it out.
I don't even think it's that good. I just have to watch it. Like, the two I've watched since I came back, I'm like, eh, this is all right.
I watched the first couple ones, I wanted to see what happened next, and then you want to see what happened next.
I'll tell you why everyone wanted to watch the first season. It's because episode 1...
I'm not into boobs.
They sold it like canned, yeah, caged heat. And it was like a tit every second. It was like the Spice Channel. It was great.
Oh, goodness.
After that, they just shut off the tap. It was like getting married to the show.
That's right.
Ugh.
You're like, hey, aren't we supposed to be having fun?
Yeah, remember when we had sex? That was awesome.
Oh, goodness. But they really did dial it back. But still, we watched
it. I wasn't dial. It was like your pipes freezing in the winter. You went from 90 to zero. It's like hitting a brick wall of brassieres and tops.
Aww,
and especially the no-name actresses when they just could be topless and they have their bra on instead.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry, Duchess.
But haven't they all done something before?
Look, I think they have. A ton of them haven't done crap. Mm-hmm. Like, who is it? Lorna, who does the really fake Brooklyn accent. She's actually British.
Yeah.
She's in a bra like half of the show. Just pull them out. Pull them out. Who do you think you are? Tea and biscuits. Come on. Stop putting on airs. Be a team player. Same with Tara.
Yeah.
In True Blood. You think I really want to see Tara's tits? Not really. I don't think she's particularly good looking.
What is True Blood on? HBO?
Yeah. I was going to say it's Last Leg, and then you...
It seems stupid. I couldn't get into it.
But just pull them out. Yeah. Tara does nothing else. I've never seen Tara. I think I saw Lafayette in one other thing once at least. Tara's done nothing. Mm. Before you're doing local Burger King commercials, pull out your tits on a national show. Come on.
That's gross. I don't need to see them. I'm okay.
Just put it during the gag reel in the credits for all I care. Just like her completely out of character being like, fine. Here.
I don't know. That's disgusting. I don't need to see it.
I don't want to see Natasha Lyonne's tits. And I'm trying to remember if those came out.
I didn't want to see meth mouth boobs. And
why?
You just saw
those. She's so good without the meth mouth. They're not so good, but I mean, she's like a pretty decent looking actress. I know you.
Yeah, with her fried eggs just sitting there forever and ever and ever.
What
that
do you want?
Scene...
She's a skinny white girl. And she didn't cork her bats.
It's gross. I mean, why not do it in a different... I just watched this thing where they did this like spoof reel of Top Gun. And one of the things that they said was because Tom Cruise is so short that they have everyone else around them like leaning in poses or walking behind him or whatever.
Kidding.
So they look tall.
I just figured they took Gene Simmons' shoes from Kiss's heyday and made
Well, it
walk
is
in
reported
those.
That he wears lips, but still, like,
he's like
and then
5'6" or something. I mean, he has to.
Yeah, they say he's really very little. Like, when he was in D.C., I know some people that met him here in D.C. for a premiere or whatever, and they say, yeah, he's just like a micro machine.
I would just do, if I were Tom Cruise, I would do nothing but sci-fi movies set in a future where everyone stands on a stepladder.
But it's true how they kind of do that, because it's the same with Game of Thrones and, what's his face, the bastard there.
Oh, you mean
John
how they
Snow.
Make Tyrion look 6'2"?
No, Tyrion, they deliberately, you know. But I think with Jon Snow, because he's so prominent... And he's like
not freakishly short. One of Will's former bandmates brought that up. Like the ginger, there's a picture I posted on facebook.com/papa's basement. Ding, ding, ding. And it shows the guy who plays Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
But I think
next to what? Sansa and then boy, man, girl. What's her name?
Brielle or
Brienne. Yeah. Brienne. Targ.
I don't know.
And Brienne just towers over him, but I think that broad's like 6'1" and in heels. The ginger towers over him too, but she's like 5'9" and in heels, so he could be like 5'8".
Yeah, but he's also very slim, so he's tiny.
He's slight.
Like, yeah, he looks he's like slight. He could fit in your palm of your hand.
Yeah, like,
but with Tom Cruise,
I
want to
leave out
these...
my shoes for him and have him cobbled in the morning.
But it
when
goes
I wake
to
up.
Show you like how they film it, and now I want to pay attention to see how other people are around him, because you don't really get that. I mean, for all intents, he could.
Everyone
be 6 foot.
Is 18 feet in the background, and he's right dead in the foreground.
I mean, that must be how it is, because when they showed all these clips of, they had Kelly McGillis, or is that her name, or whatever.
Like, it she became a man after menopause.
But they
Kelly McGillis was her woman name.
But when they're walking together in several scenes, she's walking several feet behind him. Oh, God. So they're not walking together.
If you and Google then, the term Ravages of Time, it'll show you him then and now and her then and now.
Tom Cruise is fine. What do you mean?
Exactly. Tom Cruise is fine. He's the measuring stick by which she falls so very short.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But then they'll show the actor who played Goose, like he's leaning on the bar beside him with his hand on his chin.
Just looking up dreamily.
Well, no, because he's hunched down. Okay. So they're showing all these other actors that they have to be hunched or leaning or on their knees. It's like, oh, I said, I never really thought that. But that is true. In movies, you don't really get.
Did they ever just get blatant with it? Like Val Kilmer has shoes tied to his kneecaps? Like all, Cotton Hill.
All the volleyball scenes. He's actually 3 feet in the sand. You know, when he jumps and leaps, it's just photo editing. It's CGI legs.
They filmed that after they dug him out. If you look at his legs in the leap, they're much, much lighter than the rest of his body.
Yeah. Oh, but that's too funny. But you get that in a lot of his films. You don't really get the perception. And I just wondered, like, why doesn't he seem so sure? It's like, because that would kind of bother me. But I think it's all in. Oh, I did want to say, because I've been watching Rescue Me again, Michael J. Fox is in that. And he plays Dennis Leary. And his wife has split up, and he plays Dennis Leary's ex-wife's boyfriend. And he's a real douchebag. Really? And he is great. He is great as this douchebag.
Do they have the on-camera shakes or no?
He kind of did, but he plays it up that he's in a wheelchair. I guess he was into. He said, "So what do?" And he said something smart aleck. And he goes, "I like to do stuff outside." And he goes, "Oh, really? Like what?" He's, "Well, I'm into extreme sports." And he's real douchebag. And then Dennis Leary leaves. He goes, "Extreme sports, more like extreme prick." he just eats away.
Bad line.
But he's just. He really does play that kind of. He's such a lovable guy when you see him in interviews and stuff. So it was kind of nice to kind of see him.
I wonder if he's actually really good in bed. He's that built in paint, you know, vibration thing. It's like sitting on a paint mixer for a chick.
I mean, I think it's like working a hula hoop. You kind of got to get in the groove.
Whoa. Whoa.
Ride the wave properly.
Like a mechanical bull, just involuntary.
You ever been body surfing? You kind of got to get in your groove there. There's some surprises.
Well, we can punch out. We're at the 54-ish mark. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll edit this come Sunday.
All right. Sounds good.
I just want to go back to watching a certain show.
That's terrible. Awful.
Well, what's awful is I'm going to make you watch episode 1 in another room while I watch episode 3. And we'll be tying up both of my friend's Netflix accounts. Locking him out. Rewarding him for his generous will.
Oh, he can't even see it. Does he watch the program?
I mean, he watches Netflix. It's not Does Tony watch Orange is the New Black? It's his birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday, Tony, who doesn't listen to the show.
He doesn't?
No. I wouldn't wish any of my friends would listen to this.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right, I'm John Papagiorgio. She's Allison Frank. You want to tweet me, it's at Papa's Basement. She is at Allison Frank, ALLIS0N Frank. Same handles on Instagram for both of us. InPapa'sBasement.com is the show's website. Go there to find 2 new episodes a week of the show. And if you like to subscribe to your podcast, which I hope you do, and give us a nice review and all that crap, InPapa'sBasement.com/iTunes for, you guessed it, iTunes. And InPapa'sBasement.com/Stitcher if you want to do it via the Stitcher app instead. Allison, we are free.
All right.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Oh, you can hear me smacking, it's pretty good.
Yeah, well now you actually, this I think will help your volume a lot. Now you have feedback of what you're recording.
Yeah, because I couldn't hear it before. It's really annoying.
Is your volume loud enough? Do you want more or what?
I think it's pretty good.
Okay. That is disgusting to listen to.
You have cats. How can that be disgusting?
They don't eat half as loudly as you do. Oh, God. Really? Are you trying?
become Allison Filthy Bananas Frank.
Jesus Christ. Do you want to shake that soda up more and dump some Pop Rocks in? Really give the listener a treat? Ugh. Sounds like a dry puss getting it. Sounds like sex in a nursing home. Ugh. All right, this
but
is
you know
my
what,
level.
You know what I hate more than that is when people...
Oh, and they rub their tummy like a cartoon character? I don't think that happens all that often.
It does. Who does it? Oh, my friend Joel does
that.
Because
you live in the country.
No, Joel's very
sophisticated. And Joel's a beast.
He's a little guy.
Yeah,
he's
Joel's like, a big, fat Mexican.
He's a little guy. He's only like 5'5".
He tugs at the corners of his mustache, and he fires his pistolas in the air and goes, aye, 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 what a delicious meal.
For a second, you were describing Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, pretty much that.
But a Mexican Yosemite
Just
Sam.
Just dye the mustache brown. That is what I think of Joel.
Black.
From what I've heard.
He's got dark hair.
He throws a sombrero in the air, and he shoots it full of holes. And that is how he conveys joy.
Here's a sweetie pie. To me.
I'm going to have to take off my headphones. Oh, God. Disgusting. When you're done smacking your lips. You sound like a dog eating pussy.
I see what you're saying now. Like, you can hear all that stuff, but in here you can't hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, when it goes out, you can't hear it.
You're saying when you don't have headphones on, you don't have monitor feedback, you can't hear it.
The little things.
Yeah.
Like, I just heard this chair cracking. And, like, we could hear it. That's why it was, like, supersonic for you to hear outside and stuff. But when I played it back, the pieces.
Yeah, because the microphones I'm using are those little triggers, those little guns that you get at the back of a Boy's Life issue. Where it's like, you can be a spy, too. Record your parents. It's just a megaphone on a trigger, and you squeeze it, and it supposedly can hear 50 feet away all of a sudden.
They just mail you a Campbell's soup can.
Yeah, we're doing the show facing across a football field from each other.
Okay.
Let's do it. We ain't getting any funnier.
See? Look, it sounds like a rusty old swing set.
Well, it gives you a feedback idea, too. This way, you're not going to get too poppy.
When I listened to it back and we were talking about all the animals and stuff, we really could hear all that squawking, but in here, we couldn't.
Yeah.
So we hear it here, but I don't know that it's... I don't know. Doesn't seem like it came on the
recording.
I'm going
to put this at the end of the episode so they can listen to you going... like a geriatric handling a cock.
Actually, my grandma Roy, she never had a lick stamp. She could just swipe them across her chin. That's a lot of saliva when you don't have
teeth.
Not because
she drooled. Her mouth was full of ejaculate.
Oh, Grandma Roy.
What a whore.
Actually, she was a flapper back in the day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that mean she took so much that her lips just flapped?
I don't know.
Like a sock on a clothesline.
My grandma Roy, she was always in a flannel shirt and smoke at a Benson Hedges.
Was she actually a man and a lumberjack with the name Roy?
That's her last name. I don't know her first name.
Grandma
Roy.
And she was your grandmother. actual grandmother.
My great grandmother.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know any of those. I don't think I know my I don't think I know my grandma's name on my dad's side.
That's terrible.
That's something weird Greek, you know?
I know my grandparents' names, but I don't know their middle names. Stacia.
You know, like Anastathia or some crap like that.
Stacia and Lorraine and...
Stacia?
Mm-hmm.
So you're quarter black?
That's a black thing. She's Polish.
Stacia?
She was adopted from Poland.
I don't know. My first girlfriend had a best friend who's half black, half Mexican named Tasia.
Well, Tasia, I can understand, but not Stacia.
Stacia. They're the same name.
Tasia?
Tasia and Stacia. That's one letter off, maybe, if that. Like a half letter off.
No, Tasia is something you say when you're like, give me back my weave, Tasia.
You're screaming at a cop. Don't pull out the Tasia.
Oh, gosh. Not
Gold
like
member saying Taser.
And my mom's mom, the one that was in Playboy,
Your mom's mom was in Playboy.
Yeah, you should try Miss Scandinavian 60-something. 63?
You find it, and I will jack it to it. I make you that vow. I will jack it to your grandmother.
If I knew it, I could text my mom and
she will look
her.
Down from heaven and smile. Her angel hand will wrap around my own as it caresses
Danish,
my
shaft. She's
Danish,
and her name is Vera.
Really?
Vera Frank.
Vera Frank.
Yeah, you should be able to find it. You're like a Google mastermind.
I love how people say that. I'm like, yeah, my trick is I type the word I'm looking for into Google, then I hit enter.
Yeah, but it goes more than that to really find what you're looking for. Because then you have to kind of trick Google, and you're like...
You have to type in Vera Frank cone boobs.
Yeah, maybe that's what... Allison's grandmother. And then all the floods come up.
All right, let's start it.
Okay.